Rav Siegel, Zechona Livrocha, was the he was a Talmud of Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and he was the Menahel of the high school in Shiras Ravenu Chaim Berlin. And he talked once here at Nei Yisrael, and he said over that he had asked once Rav Hutner, what is the bottom line of Chinuch, the Menahel of the high school, and he was supposed to be Mechanuch the Bachem. What is the Nakuda? Because there's not only any one single thing you have to be mechanech on, but the svara is that there should be one basic thing to which everything else leads. So what is the nakuda of chinuch? And Rav Hutner told him that the nakuda of chinuch is to be mechanech them asher bocha bonu mikol ha'amim, that there's a bechira of Klal Yisrael, because he was one of the, you know, Rav Hutner was, besides being everything else, he was wise beyond all description, and he understood that here in America, where the society is becoming more and more and more without any kind of differences, everybody is equal and everybody has his right to do whatever he wants, and the only avera that's left is not being tolerant, and you know, if it floats your boat, that's just fine with me, and you can do whatever you want. The idea of a bechira is anathema to people. They if you tell them that such a thing as a bechira, that there's something which has its own madrega and its own milus, and is not the same as everybody else, so then you'll find a very, very, very fierce opposition to that. But that's what Rav Hutner was megale, that the nekuda of chinuch is that we have to live, and we should want to live, and we should delight in living with Asher Bochabonu. It's interesting that the Kedushas Hayom of our Yomim Tovim, in Yishman Esri, we mentioned the Kedushas Hayom, it always starts with Atav Chatonim Mikol Amim, Haftar Esonim, Ratzis Abonim, Roy Mamtonim Mikol Neshanes, Kedashtonim Mitzvasecha, Kedashtonim Malkein Elavoidezecha. There is such a thing as Bechira, and we need to live with that, and with the Milus which it brings with it, and of course at the same time the responsibilities that it brings with it. This is how we have to live our Jewish lives, and we have to know what we're doing. Very, very, very important. So what's all that got to do with Tzav, and what does it have to do with Purim and Yetzer Hashem? So Teretz is that really the shidduch between Tzav and Purim is one of those matches made in heaven, because the truth is that Pashas Tzav, after the first part of the Pasha, so then you go by Devar Hashem and Moshe Leim, or Kachas Aaron, Vesbon of Itar, Ves HaBegodim, Ves Hashem and HaMishra. Koyrach did not hold of that. And why Tucker was he swallowed up by the earth? He was swallowed up by the earth because that's a churban. If you dingzach on the concept of hierarchy, if you dingzach that there's something special about people, and that there's a structure in which everything fits in, but the madregas are not in any way equal to each other. There is a hierarchy of chashivas. If you deny that, then in the end, you deny the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why Korach was such a danger to Klal Yisrael. He was a gone Olam. And he was the one who said, Ichalt nish von hierarchy. Kol eido kulam kedoshim v'soichem Hashem. So the pshat is like this. He gets buried alive. The pshat is your life is a non-existent life. You, as Korach, who should have known better, if you are doigel in the shitter of there's no Asher Bochabonu, ultimately that is the tetzor of what he was holding, so then you deserve to be buried alive. This is a nekuda, this idea of a hierarchy. Kohanim are different than Yisraelim, and there's the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, and then there's the Yom Hashmini, and there's the Chinuch, and there's the Big Day Kohanim. L'chovoid l'sif'ores, There is hierarchy, and we have to live with that hierarchy, because ultimately that hierarchy is that which points to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Very, very important. Now, the fact is that, you know, come Baruch Hashem is Purim every year, and we all try to live in the spirit of Purim and to try and understand what Purim is telling us. So, thought this year maybe to talk a little bit about an underlying theme, which is a constant presence in the Megillah and in Purim, and I think that sometimes we're sort of not aware of it so much, because it's, you have to read a little between the lines. But that's a very, very big thing. Is where does Purim really start? Certainly not in Megillas Esther. Purim starts really, if we read carefully, Purim starts in Ezra. Why in Ezra? Let's see how Ezra starts. There's such a pattern over here in my Mazda, in my Tanakh, I can't find the first word. Alright, Bishnas. Shnas achas lekoyrosh melach poras lichlois dva Hashem mipi Yirmiyahu. So it's the first year of Koyrosh. Koyrosh was the melach, and he was succeeded then by Achashverosh. But now we're going back to Koyrosh. Heye Hashem es ruach Koyrosh melach poras vayave koil b'chol malchusoy v'gam b'michtav leima. So he issues a proclamation throughout his empire, and he says, "Koyam ma koyrosh melech poras, koyl mamlechoy sooretz nosan li Hashem elokei hashamayim." I have an empire that stretches over the entire inhabited world. V'hu pokat olai, and the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded me in a nevuah of Yeshaya Novi earlier, Livnos loy bayis b'Yerushalayim asher b'Yehuda. I am divinely called to build the temple in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. And therefore, mi bochem mikol amo, yehi elohov imo, v'yal Yerushalayim asher b'Yehuda, every Yid who wants to, and the others are going to help you also. But I'm talking now to the Yidden. You can go, you have my reshus to go to Yerushalayim. The Yiven es Beis Hashem Elokei Yisroel, Hu Elokim Asher B'Yerushalayim. Now what about the people who had to hand afford it? V'chol HaNishom Yikol HaMekoymes Asher HuGoshom. And so he can't go because he can't afford the ticket. I'll tell you, I have an answer on that. Yinas'uhu Anshei Mekomo B'Kesef U'V'Zov U'V'Chush U'V'Behema Imanadovo Leveso Elokim Asher B'Yerushalayim. The Gentile people will help them. They'll give them gold and silver. They'll help them to go to Yerushalayim. This is my order. I see that my destiny is to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Now, that's a very, 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 very big thing for the Melech to do. I mean, besides the fact, how does the Goyish King, after such hasogas, that he's interested in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, and not only in theory but in practice, he sends them all to Yerushalayim. I want you to go and build the Beis HaMikdash. That's a Moirudik Zach. But even more Moirudik, and to understand the Moirudikity of this fact that Koyrosh did that, I want to read to you a piece of Maral. See, the Megillah is really, like, it's so problematic. What exactly, who is interested? Who's interested? Like, what's it Nageya to me that he was Moilach over so many Medinas? That he was Moilach over so many Medinas. Why is that so important? And the Chur, Kapas, Uscheles, the whole big story. And then, of course, I was always worried also about the end of the Megillah. What's it Nageya, the fact that he put a mass on the Iye Hayam? I tell you that I think that a very, very significant theme in the Megillah is Mamash, this you saw it. This you said. The Maharal wants to understand why it says Sheva Ve'esrim Umeyo Medino. Why does it say it? It said already Mehoiderat Kush. Why are we interested how many Medinas there are? So let's learn a little bit what's between the lines over here, that it's important to know how many Medinas there were, because really that is a very, very, very potent player in the whole play of the Purim play in the Megillah. So Mehoidu Bat Kush Sheva Ve'esrim Umeyo Medino, Zog de Maral. Loi have it Zorich Loi Merak Mehoidu Bat Kush V'lo Mehutzach Lichtov Meyo Ve'esrim V'sheva Medino. Mehoidu Bat Kush, everybody knows where Hoidu is more or less, and you know where Kush is more or less, and you see that he had a big empire. What's enough to mention that there were so many Medinas? Aber Bo Loi Mer Ki Akol HaMalchiyo Zolo Meilach B'Shove. He had 127 Medinas, and he controlled every single one of them equally. He was a very, very, very potent king. He managed to hammer 127 Medinas into one solidified empire. It's a very big malchus, but so what? After hoyo malchus al kol ha'olam, ein ze chashivus malchus. Aber b'ze she'oma sheva ve'esrim umeya medina v'rotzeloyme she'kol medina medina hoyo bo malchus miyuchad at she'kol medina malchus bifnei atzma v'al eilu hoyo melech as one. Wow, that's something. That means he allowed each Medina to run itself, that each one, you wanted to mention this, you know, later on when he sends all these proclamations, like Medina, Medina, Kichsava, Velam, Vom, Kilshono. He wasn't trying to make Persian the official language of the empire. He let everybody speak according to their language. Not only that, he let them speak, but the Malchus was Goyrus that if he had a proclamation to make, he let everybody speak by himself. You know, he seems to be fixed on language. That's very, very interesting. You know, what does he have to write when he writes to it after he's killed Vashti? So what does he write? Liyoshkal ish soy rebevei soy o medamir kilshoynamoy. That each person is allowed in his own house to force his wife to talk his language. So, Mapitam, what's he so hung up on languages for? And later on he sends the thing, Amvam Kilshoinai. What's going on? He's a Mayodik. The Emma says it sounds like a big shaita, but he was also very, very, very smart. He understood that how is he going to win over the Medinas to become like one Malchus? How is he going to do that? The answer is, he's going to allow them the freedom of controlling their own lives to the extent that it doesn't stand in the way. It's very much like the states over here in America, right? Today you can't even notice which state is which. But the MSS, they do, the Sofkotsov in the Senate, each one has its two senators. So they are separate states, but it's United States of America. That is what he accomplished. He accomplished the United States of Persia. Unbelievable. 127, where they can't deal over here with their 50 states. 127 Medinas. Each one talking a different language. Kimat, that's what it is nowadays here also. Right? The English is becoming like a Yakar Metzias. But, so, they each talk their own language. Each house controls itself. What was the message that he was sending his people? He was sending the people like this, listen guys, yeah? I'm not interested in denuding you of your culture, of your language. Go ahead and do whatever you want. Speak whatever you want. It's fine. Even in the private houses, or just in the private houses, since that doesn't impinge on the Medina as a whole. But that is the price I'm willing to pay for a complete hegemony over 127 medinas. Very, very interesting. Ve'oyd Maral says, im ksiv sheva ve'esrim ameya medina bilvad, hoyo mashma shakol medina hoyso miyuchot bifnei atzma, v'lo hoyo lohem chibo biyachad. Ve'in zeh chashivas malchus, kasher hu moylech al sheva ve'esrim ameya medina, shemuchulok az kol medina bifnei atzma, ve'in le'achas chibo al acheras. Aber eilu kuchov zayin medinas, b'chol medina bifnei atzma, hoyo bo chashivas malchus. וגם היו מסחברים ביחד שהיו כמו מלכוס אחס. They were at the same time 127 individual countries, and at the same time they were מלכוס אחס. ודוב הזה חשיבס גודל ליאז מלך על כוכב זין מדינה שכל אחס היו לו שם מלכוס בפני עצמה, ועם כל זה יש להם חיבר ביחד ומולך עליהם. מה יודע? So I think that you see this is mavlet. I mean, we don't know. It doesn't say that about Koresh, but it's Koresh's empire that he yashed. So right, mistama. That's what was Koresh's system. Also, I must imagine that. So they managed to have 127 individual medinas. B'chol zois, it's one empire. Mayodek. They were excellent rulers. So now it comes out that what Koresh did when he made that announcement, it's Moiradik. He's messing up his whole Malchus. Because he's picking out the Yidden, and he's saying, you know what? I'm going to let you all go back to Eretz Yisrael, because there's a Nevuah from Yeshaya, that's what I'm supposed to do. And you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam has his home, Kaviyochal. Oh, what are you doing? That ruins the, like, what, like, you suddenly you're picking out one of the medinas, you're picking out the Mishunah Dikazach. And I think that is the pashtus agavucha, that is the pashtus of what Achashverosh said to Esther. Ad chatzi amalchus v'seos. Yeah, you can ask, yeah, what do you want? Ad chatzi amalchus v'seos. יומר המלך מלך אסתר המלכו ומה בקוש עושה עד חצי המלכוס וינוסן לך. So זאת חזל, and Rashi brings עד חצי המלכוס. So Rashi says דובר שהוא באמצע ובחצי המלכוס הוא בית המקדש שהשחילו לבנויסו בימי קוירש וחוזה בו וציבו לבת למלוכה ואחשוורוש שעומד אחרוב גם הוא בית למלוכה. We'll get to that. So Rashi says the second chart is that it means kipshuta. I'll give you half if I've got Sheva Vesim and Meir Medina. All right, it's an odd number. Let's split it down the middle. You get half, I get half. I give you whatever you want. But in the first chart, it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to give you the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? That which is halfway. So Rashi says, and that's the Mashmos, that it's because the Eben Shesio is where the Beis HaMikdash is, and that's where the center of the world is. Half is here, half is there, and that's what it is. The emes is that the Mephoshim, many go out on their own mahalach over here. And the emes is, I originally learned the wrong pshat in Rashi, and I thought he meant the following. And I'm going to read to you the mashor. And the emes is that the loshing of the posuk is very much mashma that way. So Masho says loy mashma kein to me hechiach oisam loy tzio mi mashmo mi loshen chatzi lo loshen chatzitza do shapim es parash lefum hacht roshem mi loshen chatzi va kein nire lo farash shedoshu chatzi mi loshen chatzitza shechoytzet u magia hezet mi binyan beis hamikdash le malchus kamo sheoma beezra legabe bittel binyan beis hamikdash שקוסבו למלך דח קריה מודו ומהנזקס מלכן. I'm not sure that I'm reading it correctly. It doesn't have נקודס over here. וקורוב לזה בתרגום לחוד לבני מזנו בית המקדש. I'm not going to let you build a בית המקדש. דדוחל ענו, because I'm afraid, מן יהודוי דלמו ימרדון והיינו דובה שחויצת והיינו דובה שחויצת במלכוס. In other words, עד חצי המלכוס שאוס, I'm not going to ruin my מלכוס. I'm not going to ruin my malchus. If I'm going to let you start building the Beis HaMikdash, so all my carefully structured politics in running this crazily difficult empire, 127 medinas, and everyone an independent medina, everyone retaining its loshen, everyone retaining its culture, and at the same time they understand to make themselves one place. That's my whole hatzlocha, and that's why I can afford 180 days to get shaker, because everything is working so smoothly. I mean, it doesn't say that over here, but that's what it comes out. He didn't seem to be very busy at all. When you look even at Clinton's schedule nowadays, as Secretary of State, she's very, very busy. She wouldn't have time to make such a party. So he had all the time in the world. This Mishnah. Think, Weiss, those things were going very smoothly. So he said, I can't let you build a Beis HaMikdash. Because if I'm going to let you build a Beis HaMikdash, I'm taking one out of everybody else. And I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. Because then my whole politics will be spoiled. That's ad chatzi ha-malchus. I'll give you everything except that which will ruin the malchus. And allowing you to continue with building the Beis HaMikdash, which means of my 127 medinas, I'm going to say the Jews are different. So that's going to ruin everything. And that I'm not going to give you. That's ad chatzi ha-malchus. And getting back to the question which I asked earlier, which is, what's it got to do with Amel Amel? He put a mas al kol iye hayom. I think now. I mean, this is exactly 20 minutes old that I thought of this, but so I'll share it with you. Whether it's right or not, I can't tell you. But I know that I never had an answer to this question as who's interested in the mas? Like, why does that come into the Megillah? But the Targum is because over here the Rebbeinu Shem is being megale through Esther, Mordechai and Esther is being megale that you're right, Achashverosh, you're right that if you would pick one Medina, if you would pick one Medina from all the others, your whole politics is going to come crashing down. That's true, but not if that Medina is Klal Yisrael. Because now at the end, Mordechai told Esther, you mustn't say that you're Jewish. And why not? What's wrong with being Jewish? It was like the Haman wasn't around yet. So what's the? Haman was around, but I don't know why shouldn't she say that she's Jewish? She's got the protection of the king. The truth is because the Achashverosh was afraid of the Jews. Late, we're going to see in a moment in Ezra. So he was Kosav Sitno. He stopped the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. He overrode his predecessor Koresh, and he stopped them building the Beis HaMikdash. Koresh himself had backed down, Rashi says, but Achashverosh made it official. Teretz is because he saw that it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But then in the end, there was no other Eitzah. They had to be mevatel the gezeira of Haman, and Mimela, she had to come along and say, I'm Jewish. So they knew that they were Jewish, and Mimela, the Jews were special, and that's why he gave them the rishus to send out the Pashag and Haksav, that they can defend themselves, and the whole story. And still he was able to send Mas al Kol HaMedinas. In other words, I think that same Pasha, that ending Pasha, which is so incongruous, what's it doing over here in the Megillah? So I think that the vort that it's doing over here in the Megillah is that it's showing Achashverosh, you needn't have been afraid. Yeah? You're right that picking up 125 of the any one of the 125 other Medinas, I don't know whether Klal Yisrael was included in the 127, but whatever, yeah, would have tackled ruined your politics. Klal Yisrael is different. Yidn a yidn and Asher Bo Chabonim Mikol Amim. That is the underlying theme of the specialness of Yidden. That is really the theme that ties together really everything that's happening. See, and you see, because basically Ahasuerus seems to have been a very, very liberal kind of king. Like, he didn't shepherd the culture of his Medinas. He didn't shepherd the culture. And I think that is the answer, which really is a question that all of us ought to ask. And that is, how did Esther get away with not telling Lo-Yidu Esther is Amoves Moiladuto? Because Mordechai told her not to. I mean, he was marrying her and he was making her his queen. So wouldn't he be interested who she is? How did she get away with that? I think that she got away with that because she was, if Ahasuerus asked her at all, maybe he was such a bad guy that he didn't even ask her, he didn't care. She was pretty and that's what he needed in a wife, Venoma Ome. So maybe he wasn't interested. But it could be that he was interested. And Esther said, Ahasuerus, you're being soicy yourself. You're such a good king. You're letting every Am with its culture. And when you invited all the girls to be brought, you didn't say, but only from these Medinas and those Medinas. But those Medinas over there, they're a bunch of savages. I'm not interested. What wasn't done? Everybody was welcome. You're completely liberal. There's no difference between you and anybody else. And anybody could have become the queen, provided she's pretty enough. So what do you want? Why are you interested in who I am? Forget it. It's going to spoil things between us. It's going to spoil things between us if I tell you I come from this Medina or that Medina. So then people will think, he's favoring this Medina over another Medina. It makes no difference. You are accepting me as I am. I'm a person, and that's how you're accepting me. That's mamash what it is. But then in the end, it came out. So the Megillah says, you see that that's different. Why should Yidden not be mekalkel the politics of the empire? The Yidden are not mekalkel the politics of the empire. Because Asher Bocha Bonim Mikol HaAmim, we are different. We are different. And because we are different, therefore, recognizing that we are different doesn't make a difference. And you can maintain your hegemony over the entire empire in such a way that although each one of these 127 Medinas was different, even so that they were able to congeal together into one empire, and you can put mas koli yehayam, and nobody's going to be a poitzepeh and mitzavtsev, it's going to be great. So it turns out that the Indian of the Beis HaMikdash is very, very central in the whole plot over here of the Megillah. I saw this morning Sforim bring that actually Esther's kavona in getting them to the Mishteh HaYayin, Mordechai and Haman. So she was dealing with Ahasuerus the king, but she was dealing also with the Rabbeinu Shlom. And what was happening is that from their being together on that occasion, that was the pregnancy from which Koiresh was born. In other words, this was bringing back the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, which Ahasuerus had been mevatel. Well, we didn't get to read that part over there. We should be reading it. But I'll just finish this thought. So the Nitzochon of a Haman, it's all very melodic. I mean, like what's going on in the Megillah? I'm just saying that, there's so much been said on Purim already. But this sort of, like I say, you have to read between the lines a little bit of what's going on. So you see a whole story developing, and you see the Rebbeinu Shlalom, it's such a melodic gezach. You see the Rebbeinu Shlalom in every dray in the Megillah. So Malchus Achashverosh Kosmos it, no? He stopped it once and for all and says, no Beis HaMikdash. Ad Chatzia Malchus will say, I'm not going to ruin my whole Malchus because of you Beis HaMikdash, or because anybody wants a Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to do it. And the fact is that he made sure that it would be built. Because at that meeting of Haman's downfall, Esther became pregnant, and Koiresh was Dayovish was born, Dayovish ben Esther, and he built and finished the Beis HaMikdash. Tomorrow the Gezach. So I just want to read this Pasha here over also in Dalet in Ezra. So Til Perek Dalet, you have the whole account of the Yidden listening to Kairosh and Taka going back to Eretz Yisrael and laying the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash. So what happened over there? Vayishmu ore Yehuda v'nyomen ki v'nei ha-goylo boinim hecho l'Hashem elokei Yisrael. You know, these are rumors that get around. Everybody heard, wow, the Jews are going back to Eretz Yisrael and they're building up the Beis HaMikdash. Vayikshu el Zerubbabel vel Roshei ha-Ovos vayomru lohem nivne emochem ki kochem nidrosh l'elokeichem. We want to join you in the building because we also want to serve your God. It's a long time since we sacrificed to your God. We'd like to join you. Rashi brings that they weren't such great tzaddikim. What they wanted was to get in on the building so that they should be able to stop it from within. They weren't interested that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. They understood that a world with a Beis HaMikdash is very different than a world without a Beis HaMikdash. They understood that, and they wanted it mevatlet. Vayomelam Zerubbabel v'Yeshua Oshua Roshei Ovos l'Yisrael Loi lochem v'lonu livnos Beis Elokeinu. We are not going to make you shutafim in building the Beis HaMikdash. Ki anachnu yachad nivne l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael kasher tzivonu ha-melech Koresh melech Poros, and we're not going to let you join in on us. Now that's very, very interesting, because we all know a guy is allowed to bring korbanos. And the fact is that Shlomo HaMelech in his inaugural tefillah, which is both in Melochim and in Divrei Hayomim, so he's mispalel, it should be a base tefillah, but not only for Yidden, for Goyim also. Whenever, if he has a tzara and if he wants to daven to the Rabbein Hashem, please be welcome. Come to the Beis HaMikdash and daven there, and the tefillahs of you will go up to the Rabbein Yisrael and Shemaim, the same as the tefillahs of the Yidden. He mamash makes them a part of his inaugural tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash. So why can't they join in? Let them join in the building. What can they sign? The emes is that it's a halacha. I'm reading to you from the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim Perek Ches. Akum shis nadev lebedek habayis ein mekablim mimenu lechatchile. He can bring a korban, he can daven, but he cannot put in a nickel into the box when you're collecting for bedek habayis. Vim lochum mimenu ein machzirin loy. We don't want them to have that somebody can point and say, oh, you see this pillar? This one came from this guy. Nothing. That's what Zerubbabel told them. See the pasuk again. Vayomelem Zerubbabel Yeshua Shor Rosh Obviously, Israel, loy lochem v'lonu livnos beis elokeinu, ki anachnu yachad nivne l'Hashem elokei Israel, kasher tzivonu. But not you, we're not going to let you join in. Avol beis haknesses mekablim mem lechatchila, and so on and so forth. But in the beis hamikdash, there's a halacha that for the bedek habayis, a goy can't be menadev. And that brought about that the whole Beis HaMikdash stopped, because they made a lot of trouble. That means even Koresh backed down. Till Esther's son Dayovesh. Over Malchus Achashverosh, that's the famous Pasuk. Beschilas Malchusoi, Kosvu Sitzno al Yoshve Yehudo v'Yerushalayim. No more building the Beis HaMikdash, it's becoming official. Under Koresh's reign, it was only like they made trouble and this and that, so he couldn't be bothered, so he said, stop it. But it became official by Achashverosh. Oh, that's my idea. Why? What's the Hakpodah? What's the Hakpodah that they shouldn't have a Chelek in the Beis HaMikdash? They can bring Karbonos. What's more holy, the carbon or the stones with which you build the Beis HaMikdash? The Teretz is, I think, Yeah, so when the Eile Regel came up to Yerushalayim, so they wanted to make Nachas Ruach for the Eile Regel, so they lifted the Poroiches, and they saw the Kruvim and the Kodesh Kodoshim in each other's embrace like a husband and a wife. It says, Ruuchi Basrem Lifnei HaMokan. The Beis HaMikdash is a marriage home between the Yidden and the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Yom Simchas Libay. Yom Chasunotso V'yom Simchas Libay. So the pshat is like this. To bring a korban, sure, a home is open, your guests can come, we welcome guests, and we'll make you feel at home, and you want a shtender while you're davening, we'll give you a shtender. I don't know whether you're allowed to put a shtender in the Azor, but I don't know. Well, they didn't come to the Azor, they were behind the Seirik. But whatever it is, yeah, we'll make you at home, and your tefillahs will be in this kabel, alle gute Sachen. But it's not your home. We are different, we are special, there is a hierarchy, and we are the Pchinas. Yom Chasunosa V'yom Simchas Libay with the Rabbi Nishlalem, and nobody else does, and Azeya does. And that is what was happening over here. Achashverosh, when he became a king, he held very much like these people. Says, we've got to stop them building the Beis HaMikdash, because if we can't be a part of it, so then they can't build it either. And the emes is, Achashverosh, the Rebbe Nachman puts his kilis arm around his shoulder and says, you're wrong. It's not going to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. If anything stops the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be the Chatoim of the Yidden. But your objections are not going to stop them building the Beis HaMikdash. And forget, you are going to be the Goyim of this Beis HaMikdash being built again, and that is with your son, Dayovesh, whom you're going to have with Esther. And now we know why Esther came to the Malchus. In the broad picture, it's to stella weg the Bayis Sheni, Moyde gesagt. And that is a sub-story. That means, usually on Purim, what we hear is Mechias Amolek and the Yeshua of the Rebbe Neshleulam. Uvadizola Shalchuas Yodah, Moyde was Tutzach on Purim. But really, like, in the background, a constant presence in the story of Purim is the Yesod of Asher Bochabonu Mikol HaAmim, the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, the difference that Klal Yisrael is different, and it's not going to harm Achashverosh if he makes them differently than he thought. And that's Tutzach. And I say, like, this is a good shidduch with Pasha's Tzav, where we have the beginning of the Miluim. It's going to go until Shmini, and that's some of the things that we're going to be experiencing this Shabbos. Yetzer Hashem.